The death toll climbing from Ian. Samantha Liepman, Fox News. Florida officials now saying at least 80 deaths from Hurricane Ian as the cleanup continues. This warning from Kevin Guthrie, the director of the state's Office of Emergency Management.
Do not disaster sightsee. Anybody that is just coming into an area to see the damage needs to leave the area so that first responders can do their job.
While recovery efforts underway, evacuations from the barrier islands continue.
And this is still very much a crisis response situation. Here in Lee County, about 57% of people still without power. That's about 600,000 across the state still in the dark, and many more left with nothing at this point. Now, help has arrived for those who have been trapped on Pine Island since the storm. With the bridge washed away, the Coast Guard launched a massive operation to bring people to safety by boat and helicopter. An effort is underway today to construct a temporary bridge.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. President Biden will visit Florida on Wednesday. Right now, the president and first lady on their way to Puerto Rico.
They haven't been taken very good care of. They've been trying like hell to catch up from the last hurricane.
The president referring to Hurricane Maria 5 years ago. He spoke before leaving for the island, still reeling from Hurricane Fiona.
With tens of thousands of people still without power 2 weeks after Hurricane Fiona hit Puerto Rico, President Joe Biden plans to survey the damage during a visit to the island. The president is expected to visit a school and announce $60 million in relief funds through last year's bipartisan infrastructure law to help Puerto Rico strengthen flood walls, levees, and create a new flood warning system.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. Taking a look at the markets, the stocks rallying today. Oil soaring as OPEC considers cuts. The latest numbers, the Dow up over 600, the S&P up over 69, and the NASDAQ 151. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to The Quiz at thequiz.fox.
The new Supreme Court session starts today with a new member, Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Justice Jackson is now the fourth female justice on the bench, joining Amy Coney Barrett, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan. Jackson will get to work immediately with several high-profile appeals that may come before her and her colleagues. These cases include issues of gun rights, vaccine mandates in schools and businesses, and content restrictions pertaining to social media.
Fox's David Spunt at the Supreme Court. Brazil is headed to a runoff election to determine who will be the next president. Incumbent Jair Bolsonaro considerably outperformed polls. The most trusted opinion polls had indicated leftist former president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva was far out front. He will face Bolsonaro in that runoff October 30th. Another school district hit by hackers.
The Los Angeles Unified School District says, as expected, a criminal hacker organization has released stolen private information after the district, the second largest in the nation, refused to pay a ransom in the latest school ransomware attack. It's still not clear what's been released on the dark web.
Fox's Jeff Manasso reporting the district setting up a hotline for parents who have questions. Inflation has hit everything from rent prices to grocery items, and it's even impacting the dating scene.
1 in 5 Americans say they're now dating less because of inflation. The survey by LendingTree also found 43% of people say inflation has changed their dating habits. 14% say they're trying to spend less money on dates, and a resounding 77% agree that dating would be easier if they had more money. 22% of millennials say they have incurred debt because of their dating habits.
That's Fox's Gianna Gelosi. The first award of the Nobel Prize season has been announced. Swedish scientist Svante Paabo has taken the Nobel Prize for Medicine. I'm Samantha Liebman, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.